Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get right to Attorney General Shapiro, who's been kind enough to join us.
General, how are you, sir?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, good. I have to tell you, I think Marty and I would agree that we're both very pleased that your action to sue Purdue Pharma for its tactics here in selling OxyContin.
Tell us what you're going after, sir.
I appreciate that. And look, Purdue, it's time that they be held accountable for their role in this crisis that's claiming the lives of 12 Pennsylvanians every single day, from Pittsburgh to Erie and all the way to Philadelphia. And what we allege in our suit, which is pretty unique, I know obviously there are other municipalities and states that have sued pharmaceutical companies, but what's unique about our suit is that we discovered here in Pennsylvania that there were a legion of drug reps that made over a 500,000 visits to doctors' offices and deceptively pushed these addictive opioids out into the marketplace to get people to get hooked. And once they were hooked, they pushed even more opioids on them. That's unique in our suit, and we want to hold Purdue accountable for their role in this crisis. We want them to pay up. We want them to change their behavior, and we want to make sure that they make Pennsylvania whole again.
Yeah, it's sort of hard. It's completely hard when you're thinking about a dozen deaths a day and for how many years, right? Nothing's going to bring those people back. So what kind of monetary or what kind of award could there be that could possibly put back some of the pieces of this puzzle?
Look, we'll see. But we know that at the same time, Pennsylvania was losing over $150 billion as a result of this opioid epidemic, which, of course, involves Purdue, but also eight other pharmaceutical companies. We know that Purdue pocketed $35 billion in profits. Now, we're talking dollars and cents here, but what we can't forget is just the thousands of lives lost, the 12 Pennsylvanians that will die today as a result of opioid addiction. And these pharmaceutical companies like Purdue provided the jet fuel to this crisis. We've got to hold them accountable. Most listeners don't know this, but the active ingredient in OxyContin, the drug that Purdue manufactured and pushed unlawfully out in Pennsylvania, is the same ingredient in heroin. Which makes it clear that, and that's why, four out of every five heroin users start with a legal prescription drug like an OxyContin. There is a direct correlation to the heroin, fentanyl, carfentanil crisis we're facing today and the pharmaceutical product that's been pushed out in Pennsylvania.
Attorney General, it fascinates me because when New York filed against them in March, they went after the Sackler family in these insidious emails where this family, they knew that they were killing people with their drug, and they said, to hell with them, keep pushing it. Are you going to be able to make that connection that these sales reps in Purdue knew that they were killing people and said, to hell with it?
Well, let me permit me to get a little nerdy and lawyerly and wonky here for a second. I know you guys hate when I do that, but I got to do it for a second. We are what's called a fact-pleading state. So I can't just go out and say, I'm suing company X and then fill in the blanks later. I actually have to come forth with all of the facts, all the data, all the information before we file suit. That's the rules here in Pennsylvania. That's a good thing. Not every state is like that. In addition to that, there are certain information that we need to get a hold of in order to make certain cases out. So I guess what I would just say to you at this point is no one's off limits. The Sackler family, the specific drug reps that went out and misrepresented this product to doctors who were named sort of anonymously in our suit. They were listed as drug rep one, drug rep two, et cetera, or detailer one, detailer two. And I would just tell you to stay tuned. This is one step in what is a multi-pronged process that goes from the street corners of Pittsburgh to the doctor's offices in Pittsburgh all the way to Purdue Pharmaceutical Company.
So unpack this. What comes next?
Well, that's one of those questions I'm probably not going to answer right now. But what I will tell you is we're going to continue this multi-pronged approach. Dealers on the street corners, docs who are running pill mills, pharmaceutical companies that are involved in really creating this crisis. And at the same time, working with partners in the county, cities, and at the state to make sure that there's enough treatment available for those who are suffering. We cannot forget that drug addiction is a disease, not a crime. And we've got to kind of reorient ourselves to it that way and make sure people are getting the help that they need.
Attorney General, so before you go here, though, I want to get this in here. Yesterday, you're going after the generic drug companies.
Right,
they
right.
were colluding to inflate the prices together. Today, yeah. you're going after Big Pharma again and Purdue. What's the message, man? And the message I get, my friend, is that these are greedy SOBs. Is that the message American people are getting here?
Here's the two things Pennsylvanians need to know about me and the way we do our work in this office. Number one, don't mess with a Pennsylvanian, because if you do, we're coming after you, criminally or civilly. And number two, we put people before powerful institutions. I realize these pharmaceutical companies have a ton of dough, a lot of lobbyists, and a lot of power, but we're not afraid of them. We're not dissuaded by that. Instead, what we do every day is fight for the people
Amen.
Of Pennsylvania. So
Amen.
Whether they're getting ripped off by a generic drug company or they're getting ripped off by Purdue
right.
Pharmaceutical, we're going to hold them accountable.
Love it. Thank
Excellent.
You so
Always
much,
a pleasure,
Mr. Attorney General. Thank you for being
hey,
here.
Did you have a good Mother's Day? Did they get you something nice, those five boys?
Uh-oh.
Always.
Uh-oh.
You know it. You know it.
right.
Thank you, love.
All
Take
right.
care.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.